With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico has invested more than $300 million in Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic Aerospace venture on 18,000 acres near Truth or Consequences in southern New Mexico. As he celebrated the 50th anniversary of NASA's moon landing this week, he told the Associated Press that Virgin is inching closer towards launching ordinary citizens into space tourism. Branson's dream for a New Mexico launch pad began in 2003 with a handshake between him and former Governor Bill Richardson during a helicopter ride. He shared the memory back in May at a Santa Fe news conference.
Governor Richardson extended his hand and said, "If you'll bring us a space line, we'll build you a spaceport." And as I extended my own hand and shook his, I replied, "If you'll build us a spaceport, we'll bring you a space line." As I recall, we landed in, well, I can only describe it as a rather remote area. It was certainly beautiful, but there was definitely no spaceport. There actually weren't even any roads that I could see. There was, however, a scaffolding pole stuck in the ground. "This," said Governor Richardson proudly, "this will be the middle of the hangar, which will be able to hold 5 of your spaceships and 2 carrier aircraft." Well, as I looked around, I can admit now that I felt some trepidation at the sheer magnitude of the task ahead. But I was encouraged and excited by the trust, the confidence, and the strong vision for the future.
At his 69th birthday party, Branson said the moon landing 50 years ago is the reason his space company exists today. The billionaire said 3 to 4 test flights will be conducted and that he won't climb aboard the VSS Unity until engineers are absolutely ready to blast him and dozens of others into space. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.